The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case concerning a law passed in Maine that would force drug companies to give discounts to the uninsured. The program would use the state's buying power under Medicaid to convince drug companies to give the discounts. Many states are eager to try similar approaches to help residents deal with skyrocketing prescription drug costs. But the pharmaceutical industry says Maine's approach, if allowed to take effect, would harm the very poorest people. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Maine lawmakers created the program called Maine RX 3 years ago to deal with rising drug costs and a rising number of uninsured residents. It uses the state's power under Medicaid to force drug companies to provide discounts to people who aren't eligible for Medicaid. The hammer the state is using is the state's power to restrict which drugs it will pay for under Medicaid, the government program that provides health care to the poor. Under Maine's program, the state requires the drug companies to give the same discounts to uninsured residents as they give under Medicaid. If a drug company refuses to provide the discounts, the state says it will generally restrict access to some of that company's drugs for Medicaid patients. And that, the pharmaceutical industry argued today, is unconstitutional. In court today, Carter Phillips, the lawyer representing the drug companies, said Maine's program would use Medicaid patients as pawns to serve a purpose he called completely unrelated to Medicaid. Outside the court, Marjorie Powell, a lawyer for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association of America, underscored those arguments. She said any time states use Medicaid law other than to help Medicaid recipients, it hurts them.
We think Medicaid is designed for the benefit of Medicaid recipients.
But Andrew Hagler, Assistant Attorney General for the state of Maine, said Maine RX would not hurt Medicaid.
The Medicaid program requires that Medicaid beneficiaries receive the drugs that they need. And in all instances under the Maine RX program, they will receive the drugs that they need. In fact, the Medicaid program will be helped because it will keep people off of Medicaid.
It would do that, he said, by keeping some people from paying so much money for drugs that they fall into the poverty net. Inside the courtroom, several justices noted a big problem. There's no way to know whether Maine's program would harm Medicaid recipients because there's no track record. The program hasn't been tested because the pharmaceutical industry blocked it a day before it was scheduled to begin. As Justice John Paul Stevens noted at one point, this case, quote, needs more facts. And rather than a sweeping debate over federalism, the justices dealt more today with the detail of Medicaid law. They said they don't know for certain whether the federal agency that oversees Medicaid thinks Maine has gone too far. Maine didn't ask for permission of the Department of Health and Human Services, and Maine argues it doesn't need to. The U.S. Solicitor General weighed in on the side of the drug companies, and in his brief, he attached a letter from the Department of Health and Human Services that suggests Maine does need federal permission to enact Maine RX. Justice Stephen Breyer returned to this theme throughout the argument. Why should we fly blind, he asked. How can I decide this case without knowing what the secretary thinks? They also prodded Andrew Hagler, the lawyer who argued Maine's case. Justice Antonin Scalia described Maine RX as a program that, quote, shakes down drug companies. He wanted to know how far the state could go in using its power under Medicaid. Hagler said the program was clearly within the state's power because it doesn't harm Medicaid recipients, but it does help those who need help paying for medical care. The court is expected to decide the case by summer. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.